In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, I'll tell you today about Saint Severinus, who was abbot and who lived in the 5th century, and he's also called the apostle of the European country named Austria. If you remember, a few months ago, Father Trauner was our guest here at St. Gertrude the Great, and he is from that country, Austria, where they speak German as their language. So St. Severinus was the first representative of the Church who made really strong impact with his preaching and living the gospel in that country. The early parts of the life of Saint Severinus, this holy man had spent in the deserts far away in the east, but he then became truly inflamed with an ardent zeal to fight for the glory and gospel of God. So Saint Severinus left his dwelling place and head up to the north to preach the gospel to the pagans. And living in north was sometimes very hard thing to do. It is often in the winter very cold, just like we now. We are in very cold weather, and there's ice and snow on the ground. And the place where Saint Severinus once arrived was a town called Favianes, and this town had lots of trouble because all the areas on the rivers were frozen, and they couldn't get any food delivered to that town. So this town was troubled with a terrible famine. But he, Saint Severinus, came there, and he preached penance and gospel among the inhabitants of that town. And he also saw that one very rich lady of the town had collected to herself lots and lots of food, which she refused to give to the hungry. So he preached penance to that rich lady too, and this way this saint melted her frozen heart. This lady gave away her food to the hungry people of the town. And soon afterwards, the ice of the river melted down and started to break, so that the food could once again be delivered to the town. And of course, all the people were very happy and joyful that this saint had come to preach to them the miracles of God and willingly converted as a to the membership of the church. Saint Severinus preached in other towns in Austria as well, because he saw how many of them were pagans and very hard-hearted and practicing different bad things. And to these pagans, Saint Severinus preached that God had prepared punishment for them if they would not convert. And many times when Saint Severinus preached that something of God's judgment was about to happen, then it truly did happen. And of course, instead of being distressed, because he also preached a good tidings and gospels to people, people started to convert even more and more to the Holy Catholic faith. This is always a true way what a Christian does towards his neighbor. He warns them about the punishments and judgments of God, but he also tells them the good news of the gospel, how to correct your way and start to live a life which is pleasing to God. Another time, Saint Severinus prayed in a town which was plagued by a bunch of locusts which were destroying the crop. So Saint Severinus prayed and that they would be removed, and this happened. And in this way, people again saw how God in his church always and every day takes care of his children. He never grew tired of proclaiming devotion, repentance, and piety to the people in the north. This 5th century was the time when there were still lots and lots of pagans who were very hardened at heart. But with patience, loving charity, and also with miracles, Saint Severinus became a true apostle of the north and the apostle of the country, which is now called Austria. He was true father, especially to the poor. He cured the sick, mitigated or turned away many public calamities, and everywhere where he walked and came, the blessings were poured abundantly. Of course, many cities in Austria really wanted him to become their bishop so that he would always stay in their city. But Saint Severinus declined all these invitations because he was happy to live a lonely life and only working and functioning as the mouthpiece of God occasionally when he was called to do that. And everywhere where he went, he walked barefoot, even in the coldest and hardest winter, and when the rivers were frozen, he never wore any shoes or sandals, but always practiced penance for the sake of love of God and went barefoot. He foretold his own death long before it happened, and so on this day, in the year 482, he died a very good and holy death, and after receiving Holy Communion for the final time, he made a sign of the cross and repeated over and over the verse of the psalm, "Let every spirit praise the Lord." So he then departed in peace and joined the heavenly choir of saints. So, dear children, even in the very difficult circumstances, like hard weather or evil people or difficult circumstances, God has always sent good apostles, good preachers, good priests and bishops to preach the good message, the repentance and blessings of God. No matter where you might live as adults, or no matter what kind of circumstances your life holds in, you can always rest assured that God will take care of you. You always have the good tidings or the good news of him available to you, because he is truly the Father. He takes care of you, and he wants you to become a saint, a little saint as well as all the other saints we see during the church here, and also as this holy man, Saint Severinus, came because he heard the good tidings of God and lived according to them. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.